the opportunity and based on the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. And he brought to Jesus a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue, and looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that means be open. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. That's what it says. When the Garden of Eden and the Tree of Life were closed by God, sealed off, pure, sinful ancestors, Adam and Eve, and guarded by an angel bearing a flaming sword, your lives of disappointment, of being closed out, began. When Noah was commanded to make an ark in order to be saved from the coming doom, one can only imagine how he was mocked. When the door was closed, there was no salvation for those on the outside. If only those who had heard his warnings had taken him more seriously and truly received his proclamation, not visiting themselves with other things while God's proclamation was being made. The Lord told a parable about the five foolish virgins who were unprepared for the bridegroom's return. They were closed out of the banquet, hearing from behind the closed door, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you." Your pride, your lawlessness, your lack of priority for God's kingdom, your sins shut the door of his mercy upon yourselves. And when the enemy of enemies of the Lord crucified him, they thought that they had shut his mouth the way that they had silenced John the Baptist's law and gospel mouth as well. Even as their ancestors had closed the mouths of the law and gospel proclaiming prophets of old when they murdered them, the deaf mute from the region of the Decapolis was also shut behind a wall of silence because of his disability. His ears were shut to sound, to music, to kind words, to the gracious word of God, to the simple conversation of friends. He was shut into a hopeless world of silence. He also had a speech impediment, his tongue being imprisoned behind the same wall of silence, his thoughts shut in. And so a group of people begged Jesus to help this man. They, having heard themselves, knew that there was only one who could open what was closed, who could unplug the man's sin-stopped ears and unstop his sin-laden lips. In the beginning, God did not create a world of closed doors, of closed ears, closed lips, closed eyes, closed minds, closed relationships, and closed lives. But that all resulted from the fall of mankind and continues sadly to this day until the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. merciful and blessed Lord. Ephphatha. This Aramaic word means be opened. In fact, the Greek translation supplied by St. Mark's Gospel is even better and more forceful. Be completely and utterly opened. For Jesus has not come to merely crack the door open a little, but rather to blast it off its hinges. Once and for all, Jesus does not offer just a little help. He irrevocably completes the job. It is finished. He will say in the aftermath of his total victory over sin, death, the devil, your flesh, and over every impediment, in every infirmity that would try to overcome you. The Lord places his fleshly fingers into the deaf man's ears, opening his eardrums, opening not only the pathway to his brain, but more importantly at that time, the pathway to his cold, dead heart, opening the closure made by sin and its collective guilt, opening the way for the Word of God to sink in, to remake this afflicted man whole and healthy as he was created to be, to replace this man's heart of stone, creating out of nothing a new heart of flesh, putting a new spirit within him, a new man. The Lord uses his fleshly spit and touches the mute man's tongue, opening his lips and the pathway of his throat, opening the closure that prevented him from speaking any truth, preventing him from asking for forgiveness. Through a recreation, dealing with the old fallen nature by creating in him a new heart and new nature, opening the way for the new man to pray, praise, and give thanks, opening the impediment for God's word to ever be on his tongue, to confess the faith with reverence, boldness, and joy. Be opened, says the Lord. And it is opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Dear friends in Christ, the Lord Jesus continues to graciously open your ears and mouths. He opens your ears through his all-powerful word, his divine service to you is a continual Ephphatha that continues to resound through God's holy scriptures properly proclaimed and taught, and through God's holy sacraments rightly administered, through the power of his forgiving word and sacraments. God Almighty opens the way to life everlasting. He opens your mouth to receive the miraculous gift of Holy Communion, the bread of life, the miraculous presence of his very body and blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. And how is it that you respond to this fleshly Ephphatha with a fleshly amen? No matter what may remain closed to you in this fallen world, no matter what disappointments and struggles you may have, no matter what your own infirmities and sicknesses, even your own mortality, your blessed Lord is the one who has opened heaven to you desire to confess his doctrinal truth. Bethel, he's spoken to you, over you, for you, through every divine service. For through God's divine service, God opens your new man to gladly hear God's word, bringing that new man to be continually repenting and believing, confessing the truth of God's word about your sinful flesh, confessing the truth of God's atoning work through Christ Jesus, justifying you through God-created faith alone, bringing that new man to be continually remembering God's baptism of you, meditating upon God's word, praying for the needs of others before yourself, and conquering the world, the devil, your sinful flesh, by keeping you fixed and focused upon Christ crucified. In his opening of heaven to you, through his sacrificial atonement for you for the forgiveness of your sins, through his opening of your ears to hear his eternal truth, and his opening of your mouths to confess that truth, to God alone be the glory, that he overcomes you and brings you to continually believe, teach, confess, and pray not only his words through the psalmist, which says, O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise, but in such an opening of your ears and mouths, his God-created faith brings you to cry out the very words that follow this proclamation. The new man's voice of faith, confessing God's truth through his psalmist's words in the offertory. The continual God-created lament of repenting and believing Christians.